This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa bihi nasta'in, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad, al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil'alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My respected brothers and sisters, again, we are here in one of the nights of Ramadan and one of the few remaining nights of Ramadan as time is passing by very quickly and we are, subhanAllah, almost a week or less away from the end of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from you the good deeds. And indeed, we have to, as we are finishing this month, it's important for us to look at some of the things that we have done over this month. And where we have fallen short, we should try to mend that, inshallah, because this is the summary of the month, and it's very important to put that extra effort in, even if you do a little bit more, try and iron out the creases maybe that you haven't quite managed to fulfill in your ibadah and so on. One thing that I want to talk about is what can we gain? What is the greatest conclusion that we can get from Ramadan? And as we mentioned the other day, a beautiful hadith, dua of Dawood alayhi salam, as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this dua, Dawood alayhi salam was asking Allah for his love. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah, I ask you for your love. And This is the topic of today's reminder, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can try to at least leave Ramadan, hopefully with that kind of feeling that we are attaining the love of Allah, yani we have, that's one of the best things that we have attained, then subhanAllah, what a great achievement to have achieved the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that one of the greatest things that actually allows a person to feel and taste the sweetness of iman is when you have love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you love them more than anything else. That kind of love that if you achieve in your life will be such a great achievement to have come out from the dunya, because having that love will mean that you are in a great station, in a great position. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran and indeed in the ahadith some of the things that if we were to do, then he would love us. So he mentions in the Quran that Allah loves al-muhsineen. He mentions that Allah loves as-sabirin, those who have ihsan, those who have sabr. He loves the mutatahirin, those who seek purification, whether it's internal and external, or both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the good deeds and loves the actions that are done continuously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that when a person does good deeds, he does them to the best. And so on and so forth. We can read so many aspects in the Quran and the Hadith which tell us about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can work in yani our, if you like, the summary, the pinnacle of our ibadah and our turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to achieve that kind of connection. It would be such a great achievement to have left Ramadan with such a great thing. How do we get this love? Well, first of all, it's love, like many other actions, is based in the heart. It's one of the actions of the heart, a'malul qulub. And therefore, it is about how do we consciously connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without doubt, the greatest means to this is by knowing Allah. The more that you know Allah, the more that you know His names, His attributes, who He is, what He has done, His actions, that will enable you to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has the beautiful names, He has the beautiful attributes. How much of those names do you know? And I don't mean just here knowing in terms of memorization, but how much do you actually know and understand? How much of those names actually mean to you in your life? Secondly, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His actions and what He has done. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. We know He is Ar-Razzaq, He's the one who's given. But the more you search and look into the creation of Allah, the more that will give you a firmer yaqeen, a firmer belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence reach to His love. When you see the diversity of the creation, you know, see all these beautiful creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thousands of varieties of flowers and fruits and the thousands of species of insects and of, you know, even sub categories of insects and subhanAllah, that should get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with the first aspect, which is knowing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I advise you to listen to some of the recordings and videos about this. Sheikh Yasser Qadhi has a very nice series which is available on YouTube, which goes through the names of Allah. I think they're about 20 minutes each one. And he's got a very, mashallah, nice style, academic, very professional. Try and look it up and maybe listen to something on a daily basis. And here, this is going to extend outside Ramadan as well. You're going to listen, as we mentioned before, don't spend all your nights watching videos, but maybe one video here, one video there, and gradually you are building that love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know that Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Razzaq, Ar-Sami' Al-Ali, all these names come and play into your life. Secondly, with regards to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will know this by looking at documentaries, watching videos which show you the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was reading once a small clip from a person who used to be a Muslim, but then he became an atheist, and he was saying after he'd become this and then realizing that actually atheism doesn't make sense, he was a scientist, and he was saying the reason why I came back to Islam is because I was saying in my science lab that I'm working with, all this advanced technology, you got these micro pipettes can take out like small amounts of liquid, have very finely made, this fine glass, etc., those microscopes, those and even now electronic microscopes and all this advanced technology. He said with all this technology that we have, we could never put together something like a DNA molecule. Impossible for with all this, with all the advancement of the labs. So are you then trying to tell me, this is what he says, are you then trying to tell me that some molecules in a pool somewhere, some water, they came up with this DNA structure, all by themselves? It's just impossible. And how could we are now without advanced, we consider ourselves to be the top of the chain of all creations, with our advanced intelligence and our intellectual and rational properties and qualities, and we couldn't do that. And you're saying that some molecules by themselves who have no brain, have no mind, have no eyes, you came up with this. So I'm just saying that as an example. And so that actually led him back to Islam. And that's just an example. So the more you look into the creation of Allah, the more you will realize, and that gives you that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, when you look at, when you read and you study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that also gives you that extra connection, because you can, that book, as we mentioned before, is the message that's directed to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reading that book, connecting to it, understanding it, will increase your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get you more connected. Because what is that love? That love is that connection. The more you are connected, the more you can understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will achieve that greatness, insha'Allah ta'ala. And I think it's important for us to continue to engage, you know, engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage with His actions, with His, you know, there has to be that two-way process. You call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember Allah, you are thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that inshaAllah will give you more and more love. It's like, you know, when you are concerned with about somebody and you love somebody from the humans, you're always thinking about them, you're thinking what they're doing now, what could they be, you know, even what they're eating, what they're drinking, what they watching, what they, you know, you're always thinking about them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the higher example amongst anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah is really has a place in your heart, then you would be thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How would this action please Allah? What kind of connection do I have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on, so forth. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we made that dua yesterday, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking it, inshallah, will be a better way to attaining it with the will of Allah.